We're here with Harry Harp, who's just finished second in the men's 1500 metres. So close to gold, Harry. Is it delight or still just a little bit disappointed you couldn't quite hold it the last 30 metres?
Delight, really. A bit bittersweet because I went past, like my coach said to me, just track Johnny Hay all the way. I did that. And I went past him with two to go, just more. But Mike Wills, more of racing for a couple of years now, he's a strong runner, good championship runner. When he came past me, there was nothing left, my legs had gone to pieces. But what I was pleased about is I held on for second because Everard came past a bit and I dug in. Because I could have just gave up and thought, well, I've got bronze, I've got a medal, who cares from second and third. But I dug in and I got him on the line, so I was really pleased in that because home straight, my legs were abysmal. But I don't think anyone was beating Mike today. Ran his race and the best guy in the day won, so in a field that close, that tie, I can't really be disappointed with the medal.
Well, tell us, obviously I know about it, but tell us about your preparation for the race this morning. Did it go swimmingly or were there a few little problems?
There was one minor hiccup. Last night I got these silicone ear plugs to put in, so I'm sharing a bed with one lad and another lad on the floor, and they were getting up a bit earlier, so I wanted to get a good night's sleep. Took them out this morning, got my left one out, my right one, pulled it out, half it got stuck. I tried to get out for a half an hour, ended up pulling it even deeper, so it's right down on my eardrum. My coach got it this morning, he's a doctor. And yeah, it was pretty surreal. We had to go into a men's toilet, lie down on the floor, under the light. So I was lying on my side, Phil was crouched above me, in the middle of a public toilet. People came in, they must have thought something dodgy was going on. And he was trying to get out, but he's a GP himself. He said he wasn't prepared to, like, do me further damage. So I went to the doctors on site. They were squirting the syringe in it for about 40 minutes. Nothing came out. I've got to go to A&E tonight.
Well, maybe it was a good way to keep your mind off the race in the lead-up to the event.
On it because Willsmore came up on the right-hand side. I couldn't hear. And he got past, so...
Brilliant anyway. But what would you say, Harry, that obviously you have no problem motivating yourself for championships, you've got a really good championship record, but there was quite a bit of controversy about you being selected in the first place for the race, the third fastest Birmingham athlete on paper. So do you think that, to the credit of Zach Sorsady and Mike Ball and the rest of the team that have selected the 1500 runners, you've gone out there and you've proved that you really did deserve to be in the team?
Yeah, well, deep down, I know it's the third quickest, but I know what shape I'm in. I know I'm good at championships and perform at them, but, you know, the captains don't know that. Crawley and Johnny could be saying the same. But to be fair to Zach, he put me in the team. He took that decision, and, yeah, I'm thankful for it, and it paid off for him. But that wasn't what was motivating me, really. Because, I mean, I know and the people close to me know that I deserve to be here. Dan deserves to be here as well, but the rules are the rules. But it was a difficult decision for them to make, and I think... Whoever they picked would have been disappointed. Obviously, I'm grateful they picked me, and yeah, I think I've justified it now. But
yeah, on a lighter note, can I come in here, Harry? We see that you and Johnny have both donning some rather eye-catching footwear with the one yellow shoe and one red. Whose idea was that?
Well, the difference is he gets them for free. I have to pay for mine. he's sponsored by Nike, but after today's performance, maybe I should be sponsored by Nike. But no, nice spikes, you know. You've got to run well when you're wearing these. It's like footballers who wear white boots. You know, you've got to perform, but...
Well, congratulations, Harry. That was a brilliant race, so well done. You deserve the silver, mate.